Welcome to G.L. Horton Stage Page. Today is Sunday, March 11th, 2007. Last week went well, very well, I thought, so I invited two of the actors back over for some more readings. They were agreeable and I was pleased, even more so after they were done. Wow! Well, you'll hear what they put together once I start playing the recordings. Katie Curley came back to read Maria from Under Siege. Perry Purisoff returned to read about the Blooming Cycles. Together they took on And the Lion Shall Lie Down With, a short one-act play. Before we get to them, Will's back, so here's what's playing in Boston this week. A number of shows wind down this week. Souvenir ends a successful run at the Lyric, so Paula Plum can start up in Durang's Miss Witherspoon in 2 weeks. The Grapes of Wrath finishes its short run out in Stone, while Orson's Shadow wraps it up on the 18th. Oliver Twist has 2 more weekends at the ART, and The Huntington officially opens Lisa Cron's quasi-autobiographical Well this weekend. Shea Duffin keeps his revival of Brendan Behan, Confessions of an Irish Rebel, going through the end of the month at Jimmy Tingle's Off-Broadway in Davis Square. And the Independent Reviewers of New England present their 10th annual awards a week from Monday, this year at the Cyclorama at the BCA. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at http://profwill.spymac.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Curley. I'm a 23-year-old from the Boston area whose passion is acting. I've been lucky enough to be able to practice my craft for over a decade between school and community theaters. My next production is James and the Giant Peach at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, opening on the 21st of March, one weekend only. Get your tickets early. I'll be the spider.
Here's this book. Millennium Monologues, 95 Characterizations for Young Actors. Arthur Miller's in it, and Anna Deavere Smith. Steve Martin the comic is in it, and G.L. Horton is in it, twice. Two monologues from her play, Under Siege. In Voices of Despair and Doubt, we find Ruth's story. In Voices of Hope and Longing, we have Maria's tale, the one Katie read.
If I started to show and he found out, my husband would use it in court to take the children. He doesn't want children. All he does is yell and hit us, but I guess he wants to make us suffer because he can't always be the king of everything anymore. So he's fighting me for the custody. I feel terrible to have an abortion, to kill my innocent baby. But it's life against life. If my husband found out, he would kill all of us. He would find my boyfriend and smash him to pieces. He is a monster. You see this? He did this to me. And others, many others. That's why I have to divorce him. My family says he's your husband. A husband is for life. If he beats you, you must change and do what he says so he will be good to you. But I say, this husband is for death. And I'm going to get away from him and be happy. No, my family mustn't know. They might tell him. I can't even tell my sister. She would want to help me. She would try, but she has a big mouth, and I can't be sure it won't get back to him. My boyfriend, he will help me. I won't have to tell him why. He will help, whatever I do. This is a wonderful man whose baby I'm carrying. A gentleman. He treats me like a queen. I'm sorry. I want to have this baby. I didn't mean to cry. I thought my crying was all over. I'm so sorry. It makes me feel so bad. I thought I was going to be all right. I thought I'd finally gotten away from him. And here, one more time, he's ruining my life. Like a wicked king. Ruining my life.
Hi, my name is Perry Purisoff. I've lived in the Boston area since 1997. I've got a background in radio and audio production. In fact, you might have even heard me on Boston stations WXRV, The River, and WZLX. I do voiceover work also whenever possible, and although I'm originally from California, I've been a Red Sox fan for a long time, so feel free to send me Sox tickets.
Gio wrote this a couple of years back. I'd like to think it's about me, but it isn't. I don't have a motorcycle anymore, not since I was knocked off it a while back. But I see, and I remember. I like to take my glories a la carte, but I seek them out just the same. Perry, reading GL, thinking like me.
So here it is, Easter. Yesterday was all that terrible weather. Gale winds and driving sleet. But I got up this morning and looked out the window and ta-da! It's spring! Sunshine and daffodils, cherry trees unwrapping their frilly blossoms, scarcely a cloud in the sky, birds singing the hallelujah chorus. I feel great. I can feel myself smiling. So I put on my jacket and I hop on my motorcycle and I ride out into the countryside to enjoy the first day of spring light and air. No sooner do I stop and turn off my machine to watch the birds begin to gather and chirp and twitter in the now silence, when suddenly the birds swoop off again, scared away by a great chuffing commotion. A line of antique motorbikes wheeling their way up the hill. Ah, what a sight! Ancient Harleys and vintage fluorescents and streamlines from all over the world, gleaming in the unaccustomed sun as they tool along. I wave, I grin, I salute. A contingent of comrades pulls over to chat, ranging in age from one that looks to me like a teenager to one that looks like Methuselah. I'm flattered that they stopped for me, and I'm eager to shop the proper degree of enthusiasm and ask all the flattering questions. Where'd you get that ancient beauty? Junkyard. It was my grandpa's. Swapped it for a Yamaha. What year was this baby built? 1934. 1956. 1911. What do you have to do to keep yours purring and on the road? My family's in the business. Whatever I need, I can get it or make it. A little fuel, a little polish. They made machines to last back then. What don't I do? This baby's a full-time job. How long have you had it? Did you start young and keep it? One writer tells me that there's a contest for the oldest combined cycle and rider, and the winner added up to 184 years. The bikers tell me they ride like this every Easter. Same time, same place. I resolved to mark my calendar not to miss it next year. Then my new friends are off to catch up to the pack, roaring down the hill in a cloud of petrol fumes and gray flying ponytails. I take off in another direction, down the fork that leads to the river, and the cherry orchard that by now should be coming into bloom. I missed it last year. What was I so busy doing that I forgot about the orchard? When I was 20, I read the poem A.E. Housman wrote when he was 20, and I took what he said to heart. Not just about cherry blossoms. Even at 20, I knew a saw from a metaphor. The poem is short and simple, easy to memorize. Loveliest of trees. Wait a sec. I just thought about the ride. You know, I don't think there were motorcycles when Housman was 20. In 1880 or thereabout, he probably never rode one. Housman's woodland ride was for horses. But still, I think it applies. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough, and stands about the woodland ride wearing white for Eastertide. Now of my 70 and 10, 20 will not come again, and take from 70 springs a score. It only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room. About the woodlands I will go to see the cherry hung with snow.
A tent in the woods at night. Forest sounds. Rustling. Maybe a few distant voices. This is a place built as a kid's camp, now used as a spiritual retreat. A couple is making love under the blankets. The tent's darkness relieved only by a tiny votive candle burning before a statue.
Could you...
What?
Could you stop just for a moment?
What is it? Am I squashing you?
Shh! Did you hear that?
Are you married?
No, I told you I wasn't.
Then what you told me, but...
But shh! There it goes again. Don't you hear it?
Somebody's walking down the path. If it's not your angry husband, why should we care who's walking around out there?
Not that walking sound. The cry, further away. The kind of wailing, crying sound.
You mean like a baby? You don't have a baby here somewhere, do you?
It's not a baby's cry. It must be an animal.
An animal? Not to worry, you're safe in here with me, babe.
Jane.
What?
My name's Jane.
I know you're Jane, Jane.
I can't believe you didn't hear that.
I was pretty much absorbed.
It sounded like a cross between a big cat and a wolf.
Probably a dog.
I know dogs. That was not a dog.
Not to worry. No big furry thing is going to come down out of the hills and rip Jane into little pieces. Not with old Biff around. Biff is king of the beasts.
I'm not worried. I mean, not about that.
Great. So maybe we can get back to...
I'm afraid I'm not comfortable.
You want to be on top?
I don't think so.
Is it that thing Grushy said about women's thighs? Believe me, that doesn't apply to you. Baby, you've got great thighs.
I'm Jane, and I don't think I want to do this anymore.
But you started it.
I know. It was a mistake.
A mistake? Why?
I don't know why, but I'm really sorry. I don't want you to think that you've done something wrong or that you're not... I mean, you're fine. You're really...
That's okay. No big deal.
I guess I lost touch with my inner fire.
Hey, those things happen.
Wow, that's great. You're centered and secure enough.
Sure, the old Leo confidence. There's no fur off my hide. Still...
Yes?
Looking at the situation objectively, you know, not all ego involved, but in a yang and yin kind of way, I think maybe you'd be better off if we carried through with it.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, looking at it logically, from a wider, more spiritual perspective, having set certain impulses, certain energies in motion, and considering that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, if we just suddenly stop, with these energies all off balance, well, you may be momentarily relieved as an individual person, but as a part of the whole system
of
things.
As long as you're okay with it.
Oh, sure, I am, perfectly, but that's as me, Biff. As the yang to your yin, now, as you noticed before, I'm a really centered individual, a Leo plus plus. And the lion does not bite the one who has trodden upon its tail because it is joyous and responds to heaven's will. But say your yin is really running negative and has something to work out, a dangerous impulse to leave a partner hurt and angry and frustrated.
Oh, I don't think... Wait a minute. Now you're telling me you're angry.
Not at all. I'm not angry. My beast has evolved way past that. All I'm saying is that if you tend to get yourself into situations where a normal, unevolved guy would find himself angry...
I don't accept that. If the guy gets angry, then that's his problem. He's got to learn how to deal with it.
Sure he does, but wouldn't it be fair to say that a guy might definitely feel that he'd been led on? You see what I'm saying, don't you? You're with me so far. I mean... I suppose it could be a case of crossed signals if you can honestly say you weren't giving out a come on.
No, I definitely did. You didn't misread me. I mistook myself. I thought I heard the rush of my tide, the pull of my moon.
So it would be reasonable if I, or anybody, had expectations.
Well, I had expectations too. Big ones.
But something's changed.
Something's changed.
Something about me?
I wouldn't say that, exactly.
Did I reveal myself as some kind of animal suddenly?
Of course not. Nothing like that. It's got nothing to do with you, really.
Uh-huh. So, is that fair?
As fair as I can be and still...
So, the guy is going along in good faith, playing his part, and suddenly, blam! You're in a different drama. What's the guy to do? I think you have to play it out. Otherwise, you set up this almost cosmic disturbance. All that energy has to go retrograde. Honestly, aren't you uncomfortable?
Because of that cry, that animal outside.
No, because you've knocked us off balance. Balance is the key. Once we've discharged what we've set in motion, then we'll be okay, both of us.
I'm okay now. And I don't see why you'd be happy having sex with someone who's lost interest.
Believe me, I will. Well, all right, maybe not happy exactly, but a hell of a lot better than if I have to limp out of here and beat off. At least you could...
Biff! I can't focus. My mind is off in the woods out there with that animal.
Forget your mind. We don't need it. Come on, it'll only take a few minutes. Lie back, close your eyes, and think of England.
Oh, what the hell. It probably was a dog.
All right.
Biff.
I'll be right with you. Don't do that!
But I thought you were so... You couldn't...
I was... Until you brought me down.
All that yang.
So I exaggerate.
King of the beasts.
Yeah, roar! Ready to pounce on my prey.
Ow! Ow! What was that for?
Crabs have claws, too.
Crabs?
Cancer.
You have cancer?
I am cancer. The crab. Or maybe you say moon children?
You mean your sign.
All watery and receptive and domestic, but still with claws. Pussycats, though, not lions or tigers.
Or bears.
I was bear.
So you were. Brown, would you say? Or grizzly?
Hush!
Now what?
Listen. There.
A cry?
Coyote.
It's...
out there. Coyote. Don't you hear it?
There's no...
Shit! I've heard it before, though I didn't recognize it.
This is Massachusetts. There are no coyotes in Massachusetts.
You can't know that.
I know. The king knows.
There he goes again.
I don't...
Shh! Listen.
In the south and the west, not in Massachusetts.
Global warming.
Only if it escaped from a zoo.
Maybe it's your totem.
I don't have a totem.
No?
I've got a sign and a number and a mantra and a gemstone and...
It could be coming for you.
Not if I can't hear it.
Then he must be for me. That's why the rush of my tides, the pull of my moon. I'm coming, coyote. Old trickster, I come at your call.
Jane, wait for me. Jane, that damn thing's real.
Back in August, I posted a show I called ICWP Retreat. That's where Larry Stark interviewed GL regarding her trip to the ICWP Summer Retreat. It's my most listened to show these past 30 days, half again as many years on it as my second best. New Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick's podcast has gone from a solid 3,000 hits in a week to about 15% of that number since New Year's Eve. My own numbers have been growing thanks to you good folks. My hosting service has been having problems. My apologies, Podomatic is working through the weekend on it. I've been investigating creating a widget for you folk to use, but I'm not much at scripting. Do I have any volunteers out there? Send questions or advice to davidmeyer@mac.com. That's davidmeyer@mac.com. And I'll try and get something accomplished. And that was Katie and Perry reading GL's short one act, And the Lion Shall Lie Down With. That's it for this week. Pair of monologues and short play, more than enough. Don't know what I'm going to follow it up with. I'll find something. We have a couple of weeks of confusion coming along with GL going off to the Big Apple for the finale of the ICWP celebration. Give her a holler if you're in the neighborhood. Until next week.